Hey, did you sleep in on
Friday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch up.
G'day, podcasters. You probably did sleep in on Friday because it's Friday, and who cares?
Well, I mean, you still got to go to work.
Yeah, I suppose you do. So maybe you didn't sleep in. Well, maybe you don't need to hear this.
Nate, have you ever slept in and just not gone to work?
No, well, I didn't have a job for a long time that kind of demanded me to
No,
be
but
on
I mean,
time.
Like, when you ever had a job, have you just woken up and gone, you know what, don't want to go, I want to keep sleeping?
No, I always do the panic. I rocked up to work in my boxer shorts and a singlet once. No shoes, no undies.
You did do that. It was a radio show.
Yeah, it was a radio show.
But that's fine. No one knows.
Well, except the other person who were in the building.
Yeah, but I'm fine with your body, mate. I embrace you.
Are you?
Chunky but funky
okay,
you are.
Okay, great. Tuesday morning, I'm coming in completely nude.
Yeah, just a reminder, we've got a long weekend this weekend, so there will be no podcast on the Monday.
But this podcast is a bit of fun, Jim.
Yeah,
what's your favourite?
We've got some good stuff. I try and do my buzzer beater again. So those of you who've just tuned in or listening for this for the first time, I try and throw a basketball from my desk in the office into a basketball hoop. It's at least 30 metres.
21. Don't give yourself too much credit.
21.5. And look, if you're rounding up, that's 30. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been doing math at school.
And also on this podcast, guys, Jimmy has been challenging me for the last week to write my own Harry Potter novel. Finally, we put it all together and see how it sounds.
Yeah. Well, because they stood out well chapter by chapter, but, you know, that's...
You've got to look as a totality, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You don't buy chapters, Nate. You buy a book. So I'm really interested to see how that comes together. And finally, magic. I just love magic, mate. Yeah. And you've written a corker of a song.
You like
today.
This one, do you?
Yeah. I don't want to give away too much, but there's surfing emus.
Yeah. I mean, you gave away the whole song. See you guys. Jimmy, you know my girlfriend, Meg, she's in between jobs at the moment. She's doing a few job interviews.
Unemployed, I think, is the technical term.
Yeah, in between jobs is such a naff term, isn't it? Just say jobless, guys.
So many people say it. Oh, I'm just in between jobs right now. Or I'm on the job hunt.
Yeah.
If you don't have a job, probably unemployed.
I'm on seek. Yeah. The Tinder for jobs.
Imagine Tinder for jobs.
That could
just
be it.
Swipe right, I want that one. Swipe left, I don't want that one.
She was on the phone yesterday for a job interview, basically. Somebody called her, and it was in the morning when she was making breakfast.
Yeah.
And her toaster, she didn't know, was faulty. So she had toast in while she was in the middle of an interview, right? And
sorry, so did she know the phone call for the interview was coming?
No, it just hit her up.
Okay.
So the phone call just came in the middle of her making her breakfast toast.
And she continued to make the toast?
Well, the toast was already in.
Okay.
And she's
there
the
is
phone.
A cancel button.
Yeah, but I mean, she gets hungry. She's not me.
Nice girlfriend. I mean, you're a great couple because both of you just demolish anything.
We're not a cheap couple. No. Anyway, so she's in the middle of the interview and she didn't know her toaster was faulty and smoke started coming out of it. And then a little flame started coming out of the toaster.
So is the toaster faulty or was the toast down for too long?
No, the toaster's faulty apparently. Oh, and so she didn't know.
Well, I mean, it sounds like the toaster's caught on fire.
Okay. Shouldn't have put a metal knife down the toaster.
I'm not saying user error, but I'm saying maybe don't leave your toast down for so long and it won't catch on fire.
So here's what she did. In the middle of the interview, she politely said, oh, sorry, I'm so sorry. I need to hang up for a second because my toaster's on fire. And then eventually she hung up and then called the person back and continued the interview. I thought there may have been a few other options that she could have taken. I'm just going to run through a few different options, and you let me know if any of these are better.
Right now, I'm thinking anything other than saying, hey, hold on, I'd love to get the job, but my toaster's on fire.
Here's the first option. Just leave it and hope the fire doesn't get too big and burn the house down.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to go with that one.
No?
Because, yeah, you don't want to burn your house down.
Yeah, but if she gets a good job, she can buy another
buy a
house.
New house.
Here's the second one. She politely says, excuse me. This is similar to what she did. Excuse me, my toaster's on fire. Can I quickly fix it? But don't hang up. Just hold the line for me for a sec. But then does it feel like she shouldn't be getting the job because she can't even cook toast?
Yeah, well, I think you just don't even mention the toast. You should be like, excuse me, need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, that's fine. Just I need to be excused.
Need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Keep her on for that. Here's the final one. This is the one I thought she should have done. Let me know if you agree. Don't mention the toaster, but while you're doing the interview, just try and put the fire out.
Yeah.
So in the middle of all the interviews still going, just maybe like turn it off and I don't know, throw a towel on it or something. Or
I've got it. just when you're having an interview on the phone.
Don't cook toast!
Jim, coming up just before 8 o'clock, your buzzer beater shot. You're going to try and throw a basketball from your desk through a basketball hoop about 25 metres. We've done this once.
30.
21 and a half. I'm downgrading mine now.
40. And that's my final offer. You can take it or leave it.
We attempted this last week, last Friday, and you had a bit of a shocker.
Yeah, well,
didn't
I mean,
really come close.
Part of it is it's a buzzer beater. So I get one shot, you count me down, you play a little, how does it go?
Well, I don't need it now. You're doing it.
You play a little buzzer beater, I throw it from my desk. I've been pretty close in the office. I had some practice. But this is where I think I went wrong last time. So last Friday, I had some practice shots before I warmed up. Today, I'm just going in cold.
Well, you crack under pressure, so...
That's it. I just need to not think about it.
All right,
I need
well, to... well, we shouldn't have done this test. Why are we thinking about it now?
Stop talking about it.
Jimmy's not doing a buzzer beater shot, I promise.
Nath, last night you and me took part in a bit of a beauty therapy.
It was probably kind of against my will. But it felt really nice, so then it wasn't against my will.
Well, yeah, I just want to get your thoughts. The video is a photo and a video of us on our Instagram story, at Jimmy and Nath. You can head there. You can see Nath and I in some beauty masks.
Yeah.
We got that done last night. It was a bit of fun.
I wouldn't say fun. It was, to be fair, I felt refreshed afterwards.
Well, yeah, my first question is I just want to get your thoughts on the beauty mask. Like, did you feel, our first time doing it, did you feel, you know, better after? You feel refreshed?
Well, you're always
your skin looks quite soft.
Thanks, mate. Yours looks great too. I almost want to feel it.
No, you can't.
you're always nervous for your first time doing a face mask.
Yeah.
I was nervous. I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know what to expect. But once you wash, so you let it, basically you put it on, you let it dry, and then you wash it off.
Yeah.
Felt refreshed, man. Felt really refreshed, and it smelt nice.
My biggest thing, Jimmy speaking, is I wear glasses. So it's quite hard to do a face mask with your glasses on.
Yeah, especially when someone else is applying it. Yeah. You fog up and everything. You're like a windscreen when it's cold in the morning. That's what you're like.
Yeah, we can't see. It's fogged up. But Nathan, I want to get your thoughts. I quite enjoyed the beauty mask. And my girlfriend and her friend, Emma, put it on our faces last night.
Yep.
Is there anything you see girls do and you just get a bit jealous and you're like, oh, I wish I could do that?
Well, Emma actually, her nails looked really nice last night as well.
So you'd like to get your nails done?
I don't know if I'd like to get them done. I just wish I had something not, because my hands are relatively ugly.
Yeah, your thing is you've got fat fingers.
Fat fingers.
Huge. And then, like, my thumb would be the size of your pinky. Yeah.
And I've got wrinkly skin too.
Yeah.
I just wish I could do something to make my hands look nice. Maybe it is paint my nails, maybe it's not. Maybe it's put a face mask on my hand. I don't know. I need to do something.
I don't know if that works. My thing is, and we were talking about this the other day when we got together for a barbecue and having drinks with friends, was one of our friends, Spider.
Spids.
Spids has his legs shaved. Right,
yeah.
And it got me thinking. Like, I used to shave my legs all the time when I was playing sport for strapping tape.
Mm.
Right, I don't do it. I don't play anymore, so I don't need to shave them.
The Gundawini Gorillas, weren't you?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Gundawini Hawks,
the international
fly team. Hawks, fly.
Fly Hawks, fly.
That was our thing. Fly Hawks. No, it wasn't. I made it up. Nathan, we were just talking about beauty products that our girlfriends use that we'd love to try. And I brought up the shaving of the legs.
Yes.
Would you judge me if I... Because both of us used to shave our legs when we were playing footy.
For strapping. And then I continued it because I lied that I needed strapping. I just think it looked nicer.
I never strapped my legs once. would you judge me if I started shaving my legs again?
No, of course not. Yeah. It's just a bit of an... It's just a long process for you. I know you've got a lot going on in your day. So it's just an extra time that you're going to need to spend in the shower.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, mate, because my next question was...
I'm not shaving your
okay.
legs.
Okay.
Right now, look who's walking in.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You got to stop because it's time for...
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. What you do is you help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, I... XOXO. Ding them through on behalf of everyone.
You're just the man of the people, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just helping everyone out. That's what I do, mate.
Look, first cab off the rank, some huge news for Game of Thrones fans and Star Wars fans. The two guys behind Game of Thrones, got their names here, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff.
Mm-hmm.
You might have seen them. They've done a lot of interviews and stuff.
Yeah, they're a dynamic duo, those two.
Yeah, so they adapted the books for TV. They've been tapped on the shoulders to write a bunch of Star Wars movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they? But they didn't write any of the Game of Thrones stuff, did they? They're just movie makers.
Well, they rewrote it, so they adapted it.
Oh, so they did adapt it.
Yeah, so I'm assuming they'll get someone else to help them write, but they're... Because it says write and produce a new series.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
yeah.
Well done, boys. Keep it up. Meinhof and Weiss.
Donald Glover, better known as Childish Gambino.
Yep.
Apparently he goes undercover on the internet as a regular person.
Undercover or under Glover?
No.
Yeah. Go on, what's he done?
You know Donald Glover's Danny Glover's son?
Really?
Yeah, from the Lethal Weapon movies.
I didn't know that.
No, he's not a man.
You can't make stuff up in Gossip Guys.
It really confused us. Yeah, he loves going on the internet. Finally, I mentioned it earlier, Nath, two celebrities could be the same person. The internet has been looking around, and it turns out Adele and Sam Smith are never seen together.
I very highly doubt that they're the same person.
Okay, let me just go think. They're both from the UK.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people in the UK.
The best album comes from the heart.
What?
You know, when like someone breaks their heart, they write good stuff.
Yeah, but everyone writes an album on
broken
hearts.
They both clean up at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Both written a song for James Bond.
Hmm.
And everyone loves singing belting their songs out.
Well, by that theory, Ed Sheeran is also Adele.
Okay, just wait. I've gone a step further. I've got an Adele song, right? Have a listen. We're about to play it. And I've also slowed it down. And tell me, honestly, tell me this doesn't sound like Sam Smith. Tell me that doesn't sound like Adele and Sam Smith.
Mate, it also sounds like David Attenborough, so I'll bring it together. Jim, coming up just before 8, you're having another attempt at your buzzer beater shot. 21 metres, you've got to throw a basketball from
30 metres.
19 metres, you've got to throw a basketball from your
40
desk.
40 metres.
Through
50
a basketball
meters.
Hoop. I don't know. We don't even have 50 metres in this office, so unless you're going outside.
I'm going to throw it from outside the building, through the front door, bounce one. No. From my desk to the basketball hoop, it is about 30 metres.
Nervous?
No, I'm not as nervous. I think the thing that got me last week was I was practicing. And, you know, sometimes you get real close, sometimes you get far away. So it gets in your head and you're like, oh, am I feeling it today? Am I not feeling it?
Right, okay, yeah.
So I think the key to
going cold.
Yeah, any good sports performance, and Usain Bolt will tell you this, don't stretch, don't warm up, just stand on the blocks, bang, and go.
What, you should write a book or go on the Telstra ads or something because you are just like Usain Bolt, aren't you?
Usain Bolt does the Optus ads, mate.
Clearly I'm not Usain Bolt, am I? Jim, I want to talk about Apple. They've recently, yesterday, teased the release of a new pen, new product. They call it the Stylus Pen. Basically, the point of this Stylus Pen is it can draw mid-air and the image will end up on any Apple product that's synced to it. So you can just have this stylus pen, draw something in the air, and if your computer is, say, a couple of metres away, that image will end up on the screen.
That is, it's great.
How cool is that? That's really cool.
People aren't buying Apple phones anymore, so, I mean, you've got to be selling Apple pens.
Do you reckon it would work? I mean, I don't know if you have to sync it to your computer or if it just works automatically, because I'm imagine sitting in, like, a school classroom or a uni lecture, and someone's got their Mac open and you can just start drawing stuff on their screen.
Well, no, that's not how it works, mate. You need to sync it.
You don't know.
No, I do know.
Well, what if you sync them to their computer?
I'm wearing an Apple Watch with the brand new Apple phone, listening to the show on my Apple iPods. I'm the Apple guy. You can't just write on other people's computers, mate.
So well, if I buy one of these stylus, maybe I'll sync it to yours when you're not looking.
No, that's not how it works.
And I can start drawing stuff on your watch. What's the time, Jim? You can't see because my face is there.
Tech Nath, what were you doing the other day? You asked me something about the computer. You're an old man when it comes to technology. You're like, Jim, the computer's doing the thing with the stuff.
Probably asking you how to turn it on.
Yeah. Well, no, your computer was running slow the other day, and you're like, Jim, my computer's not working. And I just said, have you tried turning it on and off again? And you went, oh, no, I haven't. Should I? I went, yeah, turn it on and off. What did it do?
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm learning. Here's what I thought we could do. I want to see if you are as skilled as this new Apple Stylus pen. Basically, I've just got a normal pen in my hand, and I'm going to draw letters, words. You've just got to tell me if you can see what those words are, if you can guess what the words are, just by me drawing it in midair.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a tech guy, so we should. I should be this. I'm basically an Apple product, the amount of Apple things I have. Apple should be paying me. Apple, if you're listening, I keep buying your stuff.
Well, if you can't afford the Stylus, just buy Jimmy then, if this works. You're a lot cheaper. All right, here we go. Here's the first word. You've got to describe it, though, because I'm concentrating.
V. High.
Yes!
H-I.
Oh, the stylist, Jimmy.
Looked like a V, but it was a H-I. Yeah,
yeah, okay, I thought I threw you then.
Yeah,
all right, have this one.
All right, line T-A-B. Tab?
No.
What was it?
That was this.
This?
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Not that good, are you? Faulty, right. Still working out the kinks?
The final one. I'm one for two.
Oh, the final one?
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting over it, are you? I've got 14 words on here.
The people driving in their cars are like, oh, great, the new radio guys are doing a game that's based on visuals. Yeah, no, this is a real corker.
All right, I'll just do one more.
Yeah, no, you will. Oh, that was too quick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't want to know what it said anyway. Point nine. The middle hour on a Friday, right before a long weekend. God, it feels good, Jim. I'm getting anxious to get into it and start it up. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I just want to address something, Nate. For those of you just joining the first time, we are Jimmy and Nate. We have a producer. His name's Producer Mason.
Yep.
And he just got into work today. So, round of applause.
Well done, Producer Mason. He's not even listening to us.
Yeah, no. Well, in your own time, mate. You know, I mean, probably got mistaken. Monday's a public holiday. Thought Friday was a public holiday and went
round the wrong way.
Yeah. Mm. And then we're texting him going, mate, you coming in today? Nate, do we change his nickname to Half Day Mace?
Or is that a discussion we need to have?
I think we need to talk about it.
What do you think? Half Day Mace or Toucan Mace?
Toucan Mason was his original name, and that was based upon the fact that he can't open two soft drink cans at once. A really good skill.
Or maybe he's only Half Day Mace on a long weekend. It's coming up to a holiday, possibly.
Look, I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. I mean, I don't know any other job where I could just rock up when I want. Sorry, guys.
Jim, there's going to be a puzzle off. The puzzle off of the century. It's going to be me, I'm Nath, against 75-year-old Alan Adams from Aged Care Deloraine, who completed Tasmania's biggest ever jigsaw puzzle. 33,600 pieces. We've challenged him to a puzzle off. It's on. It's happening.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it because Alan did, 33,000 pieces?
33,600.
And you're going to be challenging him 50v50 puzzle pieces. Should you be doing it 33,000 each?
Oh, we don't have 20 months. It took him 20 months to make this thing.
He's the marathon runner of puzzles. Yeah. You're the sprinter. I don't even know what I am.
I could be the learner.
When's the last time you did a puzzle, just quickly?
Honestly, I was thinking about it this morning. I reckon I haven't made a puzzle since I was in kindergarten.
It's been a while.
So 14.
Yeah. And you're ready to come out of retirement, get back into it. 14-year-old, you're a big kid.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Nath, like any good sporting event, we need a celebrity there. Mm. We've gone with Gigi Hadid, international model, based upon the fact she's a huge fan of the show.
Yeah, loves puzzles too.
And we also know she loves puzzles. Welcome, Producer Mace, in the studio. Producer Mace, how are you, bud?
Toucan.
It's my official greeting. Sorry, just putting my bag down, boys. Just arrived.
She just arrived. Yeah, I just wanted to say you're an hour late, but... Mm. That's
I'm going to make up for it.
No, you've been thinking of the best message to send Gigi.
Yep, and I'm going to make up for it by delivering this amazing message.
Okay, and you look quite clean cut today. Did you have a shower and stuff this morning?
Clean cut? Is it a shower? That's a shave.
I'm preparing for Gigi to possibly make her way down here today, so I want to look my best.
Okay, so you haven't posted the comment yet, so do you want us to look at it before we post?
Yeah, so I want a bit of a review just to confirm that it's all acceptable and all okay.
Well, you don't know if we can read it out on air. What have you written?
Gets a little bit risque towards the end. We'll see how we go, I think.
All right, this is how it starts. You're commenting on a photo. What photo is it?
It's her third latest post, just a modelling shoot.
Just a modelling shoot, okay. Nice. This is from at It's Mason Tucker. Is that your handle?
That's the one.
Okay, great. Give pick. 9 out of 10. But I bet you're puzzled why it's no 10 out of 10.
Oh, clever.
Good. Can I have a ding, please?
Yeah. You can't order your own dings.
Mate, you just got here. You got everything.
Ding on the house, please.
It's simple. The photo needs to feature a puzzle and needs to be taken in Tasmania. Nice.
Good.
And whilst you spectate.
Whilst you spectate?
We got spectate. No,
I mean,
okay.
He's in a rush, mate. There's probably a few spelling issues.
The great Tasmanian puzzle off. I can't read. No, I'm not reading the last line.
What's it got to do with?
It's suggesting what she should be wearing while she's at the puzzle off.
Mason!
Puzzle off.
Well, read it afterwards.
The official costume would be nothing.
You know what? I'm going to write your biggest fan Toucan Mason.
Your biggest fan Toucan?
Your biggest fan Toucan. So that's posted. Because now that she knows you're the biggest fan, she's probably...
posted that for me.
Yeah, posted that for you. Yep. She knows she's more likely to get involved.
Yeah.
Because she's like, this is my biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Tasmania. I've got to get down there for the puzzle off.
And he can't spell, so I feel sorry for him, so I might come down. But I'll tell you what you're good at. throwing a basketball 21.5 metres from your desk through a basketball hoop.
Yep, 30 metres from my desk 21. To the basketball hoop.
It's not 30.
It's never been done in the history of any basketball shot ever.
As people have thrown it further.
And I'm going to do it today.
You probably won't. But just before 8, Jimmy's going to attempt to throw a basketball from his desk through the basketball hoop we have in the office. It will be on Instagram Live, Facebook Live. What are we doing today?
I'm not sure yet, but we will stream it live to give everyone the opportunity to see me create history for a Friday morning.
Mate, missing a shot doesn't create history. Anybody?
No, it's good. There's a little chance I might go in. Nath, huge news now for Harry Potter fans. Throughout this week, I've issued you the challenge to write your own Harry Potter book. Mm. So this is day 5. You wrote 4 chapters. So this is like we're about to play a review of the whole book.
Yeah, basically
correct?
What we've done, we've put it all together,
okay.
Seeing how it sounds as an entire novel.
Because, I mean, like, to be fair, the first chapter was a bit of a song. You had one chapter was a poem.
It was a poem.
Yeah.
One chapter wasn't very long. It's quite short. Oh, I was running low on my word count, so which I'm way over.
So how do you think this is going to go?
I don't know. But here it is. Here is my Harry Potter audiobook that I've been writing over the last week, put together as one whole novel.
Whenever it's...
No,
okay.
No. Oh, it takes a while. There's a bit of a warm-up.
Okay.
So it'll kick in. Now.
With J.K. Rowling wrapping up her Harry Potter writing career, Nath thought the market was open for a new novel in the Harry Potter franchise.
Harry Potter and the Better Wizard, who's even more magical and cool. Damn. Characters in this? Harry Potter, Nathal Dorr, Sharon Weasley. That's the older Weasley. You might not know.
I don't remember her.
She's really, really pretty. If she's in a movie, she'll be played by Isla Fisher.
You've gone from book straight to movie.
Yeah, and then the last character is Jimani. She's like a little nerdy girl who wears glasses and is best mate with Nathal Dorr.
Sounds like a legend.
He was so confident of the success of this book, he wanted to ensure his readers knew who would play the main character when it eventually made it to the silver screen.
And Nathal Dorr, he's the main dude. If it was to be in a movie, he'd be played by Danny from Grease, or John Travolta.
What?
Because he's cool.
John Travolta's like 50.
Yeah, but he's cool.
Chapter 1 took readers on a magical journey as we were introduced to Nate's unique and original writing style.
Nathal Dorr learned to ride a broom. Jemani smelt like wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they shared the light while the other students got on and on and on.
Okay,
and on.
I'm going to stop you there because it sounds like that's Journey.
Oh, yeah, it is a journey. The chapter's called The First Journey.
I don't know if we'll do this all week.
Chapter 2 saw a love interest develop, and together both Jimmy and Nath learnt how not to end a chapter in a novel.
Sharon returns to Nathal Dorr's arms, and Nathal Dorr forgives Jemani and says one day she might find someone to love her, but there's a hint of sarcasm in his words. The end.
The end?
Can you write the end of the chapter?
When you reach the second last chapter in your Harry Potter novel, and you've forgotten to mention Harry at all so far, sometimes authors panic and throw in an acrostic poem.
H is for Harry. He's also in this book. A is for angry. His head he shook.
Trust me, he goes through the whole name. But eventually we get to the end.
T is for test. They challenge the troll. E is for easy. They beat him. Lol. R is for ready for chapter 4. And I had to add an extra letter because it didn't make sense. O is for, oh yeah, I can't wait to read some more.
And finally, to bring it all together, using a mastery of linguistic skill and foreshadowing, Nath finished his book with one final kicker.
And they lived happily ever after. The end. Out with a bang.
Sometimes I hate you.
Can't wait for part 2, hey?
A man in Sydney has saved his neighbours from a fire in his undies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what a neighbour. What a neighbour.
You know, everyone needs good neighbours.
Mm-hmm. Or just good friends.
Yep. I can't...
You can't remember the words? Yeah, what you're trying to do?
I can't remember that. I haven't watched Neighbours in so long. 47-year-old wearing only his undies ran into... he got a hose while yelling at his neighbours to get out.
Leave right now.
The thing about this bloke, you can see a photo on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. They didn't know his name, so on the news they kept referring to him as Undies Man. Undies Man was seen running into the house to awake his neighbours off the
thing. Surely they could have just made up a name.
Steve.
Yeah, Craig. More often than not, one in every five men is called Craig.
What? No, Steve's way more common than Craig.
What about John?
John's common.
Yeah. It should have gone with John.
Yeah, James is common.
Yeah.
That's why I had to change my name.
Let's talk about common names.
Look, head to our Instagram and have a look. I'm quietly sure that this, I know who this guy is. I mean, they're saying it's Undies Man, but I'm quietly confident it's a tan Tim Allen.
It does. Getting ready for the Santa Claus shoot. Yeah.
Or the new Home Improvement movie. Head to our Instagram. Tell me that doesn't look like tan Tim Allen. But, Nath, it got me thinking, knowing your neighbours. We know our neighbours here.
We met them as soon as we moved in. They were really lovely.
Which is really nice. One of them's a chef and one of them is a teacher, which is good. But I think, like, I've lived in different places all over Australia throughout my time and sometimes I just don't even know my neighbours.
Oh, my neighbours at my old house on the mainland, first of all, I did know them, but I didn't like them. I wish I didn't know them because they were quite mean to me.
Well, the last place I lived there for 2 years and I had no idea who my neighbours were.
We didn't even attempt.
No.
Well, you didn't want, what if you need to borrow milk?
Well, that's the thing, though. It works the other way, too. As soon as you know your neighbours, they'll come over and they'll be knocking on your door going, hey.
Oh, you don't want them to come over and start borrowing stuff.
You know me. I'm a bit of a...
A recluse. Where's if you're listening, Brett and Matilda, our neighbours, don't come over and ask for milk.
Yeah. Bring your dog over. They got a great dog, Roo. Bring your dog over anytime. They got me thinking, 13, 12, 16... Invitation to all our listeners. Do you know your neighbours? Because I think more often than not, I think it's either you're best friends with your neighbours or you just don't know them at all. Yeah. I don't think there's any in-between ground.
No, there is an in-between. You're either mate. You're never just acquaintances.
You're not just like, hey, it's either, hey, best friends or don't know them at all. So I'd love to get some people's thoughts on 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, okay. Give us a call then. 13, 12, 16. Do you know your neighbours? Give us a call and let us know if you do or if you don't.
I'm just interested because I think it's either best friends or never seen them. Okay. Been here 10 years. Don't even look at them.
I wonder if Bree and Matilda will call up and say, oh, I wish I didn't know Jimmy and A. Hate those guys.
They're like, I'm not coming over for milk now.
Here's Craig David walking away on Hit 100.9. Happy Friday. We've just asked 13, 12, 16, do you know your neighbours?
Yeah, there's a man in Sydney who saved his neighbours in his undies. There was a fire. He's run in there. Was just brave.
Undie man,
and then ran back out to help the fiery. So the fireys have got hoses. He's got his garden hose as well.
Yeah. Getting involved. Oh, did he? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that why he was in his cozies? Was he having his own little pool party?
They weren't undies. They were budgie smugglers. But they just got me thinking, he saved his neighbours. And I think more often than not, you're best mates with your neighbours or you just don't know them at all.
Well, my girlfriend Meg, their neighbour, she lives with her parents still and they're best mates with their neighbours. I kid you not, Meg's neighbours delivered Meg as a baby.
Really?
Obstetrician, yep.
Wow, did not know that.
That's being real close with your neighbours. Yeah, like, to the point where it's a little bit weird.
Yeah, that's too close.
Michelle from Margate, you're close with your neighbours or not?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, besties or...?
Yeah, besties, yep. She's elderly and she's lovely, but she's got too much time on her hands and tends to sit in her kitchen and look through my kitchen window, so...
Well, just watching you?
Yeah, she does. It's really annoying.
Watching you do what? Cook? Or are you putting on a show? Are you doing a puppet show or something?
We should put on a show. That would be good. Lean me over the kitchen table or something. But,
Jim, this time last week, you attempted a 21-metre basketball.
30-metre.
An 18-metre basketball.
40-metre.
Buzzer-beater shot.
It's my final offer. Stop selling it short, mate. It's huge. It's massive.
A shot from your desk through a basketball hoop we have in the office. It's about, I'll give you 25 metres.
26 and a half.
All right, I'll give you 26.
One time we do need to actually measure it to see exactly what it is.
We'll get there.
It's 5 metres. No.
We'll keep doing this until you get it anyway.
Look, mate, the reason I said I could do it was because I sit at my desk, there is a basketball hoop here in the office, is that hit? And I reckon I could throw the ball in from my desk.
Mm-hmm. And you did have a couple of practice shots. About 90.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I haven't got any practice shots this week.
Mm.
Last week, I was doing practice shots before the show. This week, like any good athlete, I'm going in cold. No stretching, nothing. I'm just ready to throw.
I'm glad you did mention last week, because this is what happened. The buzzer beater shot to win the game.
This is it. This is my NBA championship moment. I could be picked up.
Okay. Take a big breath, Jim. 3, 2, 1. Shot.
Yeah, well over.
Yeah. Not your greatest moment.
Yeah, that because I was warmed up too much. It's too much power
so
in the throw.
Well, we're going to do this next after this song. What are you going to do differently? Is there anything you're going to do differently?
We're going to do this live on the Hit Facebook page. Yeah. So head to the Hit Facebook page because we're going to put it up live. Do differently. Well, that's the thing, Nath. I haven't warmed up. Mm. I think last time I was too strong. It's too muscly, too powerful. Mm. People in the office were calling me a young Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'd never call you that.
It was. They were going, Arnold, Arnold. So today, no warming up. I'm going in cold. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
We're going
to
mic you up. We're going to send you out there. You're going to set the scene for us and then have your buzzer beater shot.
Yes.
See how you go.
And again, this will be live on the Hit Facebook page.
Okay.
You can witness history being made.
Mate, missing a shot is not history.
Well, yeah, I could get it.
Jimmy's buzzer beater shot is coming up after this. Here's Let's Get Married, Jagged Edge on R&B Fridays, Hit 100.9. It's Jimmy and Nate. We're just about to cross live to Jimmy, who's at his desk, about to attempt his indoor buzzer beater basketball shot. 21 metres. Jim, are you there? We're crossing live now.
21 metres. No, Nath, it's more like 30.
It's not 30. We haven't officially measured it, so.
I can see it, mate. Visually, that is 31 metres. Just for all of those listening, this is happening live on the Hit Facebook page, so you can head there to witness history being made.
It's not history if you miss, mate.
I mean, look, some people, you know, you'll never be able to go over and watch basketball in the NBA, but you can watch it here live now. I just want to show you, Nath, I'm wearing a basketball jersey today. I've gone with Ben Simmons, Aussie player.
I can't
see
you because you're at your desk. So.
It's not for you, mate. I'm talking about the Instagram Live people.
Right.
Also on my desk here, I've got LeBron, a basketball book. I've been doing some reading. Because I figure that might help me. Also a banana, because it's got plenty of potassium, and potassium's good for throwing.
So you have been doing some prep. I thought you were going into this completely cold. You've got more preparation than last week.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't warmed up. I haven't done any weights or throwing. You can see my arms looking a bit small today.
And that's just like a normal day.
But I've been reading a lot. Now, I'm going to walk everyone through it. So from my desk, you can see this is easily 30 metres. I'll just bounce a ball. Actually, I should stop bouncing the ball because that's warming up, isn't it?
Yeah, don't warm up. You shouldn't even be holding the ball at the moment.
Well, no, you've just got to get it ready in your hand, mate. I know you're not an athlete. I don't expect you to understand this.
How's the air pressure in the ball? Is that up to your standard?
Yeah, no, it bounces pretty much back up to where you sort of drop it, so I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about this ring, too. I think we need to check it. It might not be regulation. The ball might not fit through. No, okay, it does.
Mate,
it
don't
does.
Make excuses. It fits through very, very easily.
I just need to have some excuses on hand just in case this goes terribly. But I'm going to head back to my desk now.
Well, how's the, just as you walk back, as you are traversing the field, the court, how's the environment? Is there any wind affecting you? Any obstructions in the way?
Well, again, it depends. If I miss the shot, Nathan, then yes, definitely. There'll be the wind as a factor. But again, last week I had a long sleeve shirt, so I've gone for short sleeve with a basketball top. So I feel like there's no excuses today, mate.
All right.
This is it.
Jim, this is the moment. When you hear the buzzer...
This could change our lives, mate.
You take the shot.
I could get picked up. I may have to leave radio and start my career as a professional NBA player. This may be the last time you speak to me. Are you upset? Are you nervous?
Mate, you were lucky to get picked up in radio. I doubt you're going to get picked up in throwing basketball
shots. Well,
mate, shots.
If I get this in, I could be getting picked up.
All right, Jim, take a big breath, because when you hear the buzzer sound effect, you're going to take that shot.
Yep, I am. From my desk, 30 metres.
21 metres.
30 and a half.
3, 2, 1.
I missed again! You suck!
100.9. Oh, yes, Hobart. Happy Friday. Almost a long weekend. You guys are so, so close, unless, of course, you've already finished work. And then you're already there. Speaking of wins, Jim, you're out by your desk where you just took your buzzer beater shot and you didn't have a win, did you?
No, Nath. Look, yeah, still at my desk here in the Hit offices. Attempted to throw the basketball from my desk into the basketball hoop here at work, 30 metres.
The reason you haven't come in because you're embarrassed and you don't want to see me and cop my ridicule?
No, I mean, I can see you over there in the studio. I'll wave to you. Hey mate.
How you going?
The reason I'm still at my desk is I'm just about to chat to Bree. She's in charge of fun and games here at Hit. And I had a few shots after when we went to the ads. Mm-hmm. And Bree, can you just tell Nath what happened?
Well, first I told you that you were getting worse. And then ironically, you took a shot and it rebounded 2 or 3 times on the inside of the ring before rebounding out.
Hang on. So he still didn't get it right. He still didn't get it in.
Well, no, that's the thing. I didn't want to get it in. I just threw it in and to bounce around the ring to prove to everyone that I can do it. But I'm going to wait to do it on the radio.
But you still didn't do it live. Doesn't matter what happens in practice, mate.
Well, no, that's the thing.
I can do a backflip in practice, but when it comes to performance, mate, I just can't do it.
I'll give you $1 million if you can do a backflip.
Well, I can do it in practice.
Doing a flip.
You never know.
Let's have some magic. Jimmy and Nate. Magic.
Magic. That was magic. You found it. That didn't make it.
Yeah, Jim, not all the stories we see during the week make the Jimmy and Nath show. So what we try and do at the end of the week is summarise them with a little bit of magic in mind.
Yes, we do, Nath. Just a reminder for those joining us for the first time, Nath loves some puns.
Don't know why that's relevant.
Story one, Brad Pitt. He was involved in a small three-car crash this week, but don't worry, no injuries occurred, but his Tesla, his car was dented.
Yeah, it is a nice car, Jim. Such a pity. Lucky no one was injured.
Pitty, yeah, nice.
Lucky no one was injured. His whole family was in the car. Yep, the whole bratty bunch. Not everyone was sad about the car being damaged, though. In fact, some people were jolly it happened. Because they broke up and...
Yeah, she'd be, yeah. Boxer Anthony Mundine has been the second celebrity to quit I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here after he was forced to do a snake challenge.
Yeah, it's annoying for the stylist because they just trimmed his hair. They gave him a quick uppercut. he was devastated that the
he's
snake...
He's bald, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still got a nice uppercut. Okay. He was devastated that the snake challenge was the reason he went home because he had bought a special hat to get him through this snake challenge. It was a classic Australian, a cobra hat.
Cobra. Yeah, cobra. Nice, yeah.
Yep.
See what you did there.
Mm. His interview was very annoying afterwards because in classic Anthony Mundine style, he just kept jabbering on. Like a jab.
Not your strongest.
Really?
Uppercut was good. And finally, an emu. Yes, an emu has surprised beachgoers in Western Australia when it jumped in the water and started swimming with them.
The Jimmy and Nath show actually doesn't miss much, and we've actually heard that Kelly Clarkson, she wrote a song about it, and Jim, you and I have the first play right now.
It's an emu, I shouldn't swim too far.
Okay, that's it.
School's been back for 2 days and we've already had two school issues. Yesterday we were talking about the fact that kids got sent home in Melbourne, 17 kids for having colourful socks, yep. Didn't agree with the policy. Today, a Melbourne mother has been slammed for sending her daughter to school with a Lamington.
I mean, that's your problem. You send your kids to school in Melbourne. All these...
socks, yeah. No Lamingtons, no fun.
Yeah,
guys.
No fun's happening in Melbourne, guys. I'm sorry.
Come to school in Hobart, mate. You can have whatever you want. I don't know that.
You don't have any kids in school.
So apparently the school said the Lamington didn't comply with their food guidelines and unfortunately was confiscated, but then was given back to the mum. So they didn't get, they took it off the kid, wrapped it up, and then when mum came to pick her up, they gave it back to Lamington.
So the reason they took it, is it because it's considered like an unhealthy food? Like
it's an unhealthy food, yeah. Not because it's got any allergens in it. It's because it was an unhealthy food. So she should have come to school with her celery.
I mean, Nath, we're very lucky because we've got some Lamingtons in front of us right now.
Yeah, actually, I might have a quick bite. It's
Should we?
You? Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought we were doing this.
Yeah. I'll get involved. No, the thing about Lamington is I don't think it's that bad for you.
No.
It's got coconut, which is... Can you not eat into the mic, mate? Yeah. Jeez, Radio 101.
It's really good.
Welcome to radio school. No, the thing about Lamington is, yeah, it's quite nice, and they're quite small. Like, we've got little square ones here. In terms of bad food, I mean, you know, it's not a dim sim.
Well, this is the thing. I love Lamingtons. I used to get them in my school lunch all the time. They're also really good for trading stuff. Because, you know, when you went to school and you're like, oh, I really wanted a Dunkaroo or an Icy Pole or something, you'd trade stuff.
Never traded anything.
Yeah, no, you used to steal stuff, didn't you?
you give me that, and they would, and then I'd be like, bye.
But if you just have healthy foods like celery sticks and stuff, nobody's going to want to trade with you.
But that's just it's the age we live in, mate. You know what I mean? It's all about the health-conscious people. Mm. It's all about healthy, healthy, healthy. What's wrong with having a pie and a sausage roll at lunch? Yeah. Can of Coke.
Have five Lamingtons.
Well, maybe
breakfast,
not five.
Lunch, dinner, afternoon tea, midnight snack.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, Lamingtons are great, and I think that's why...
Well, we need to celebrate this.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do. 13, 12, 16, give us a buzz, easy. Kids in the car too. Do you love Lamingtons? That's it. We want to celebrate them. We're not like Melbourne. We're not like the mainland. We're not going to confiscate your Lamingtons. Let us know.
We want to know, yeah, if you're pro-Lamington or con-Lamington.
If you love them.
Where do you sit on the fence?
Yeah. Give us a call, 13, 24, 10. Do you love 13, Lamingtons?
13, 24, 10.
Oh, sorry.
I knew you'd get the number wrong one day.
I did it wrong. There it is.
13, 12, 16.
Oh, I should give my mobile number out for that. 043-13.
Radio School 101. You ate the Lamingtons and you got the number wrong.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Do you love Lamingtons? And you know what? If you give us a call, we'll also give you a little prize pack as well.
We'll throw you some movie tickets.
We'll throw you some movie tickets. Do you love Lamingtons? Hit 100.9. Do we've just asked 13, 12, 16. Do you love Lamingtons? Sorry, I've still got Lamington in my mouth.
Yeah, no, I was eating the Lamington June jump around too. They taste healthy, mate.
They're great.
Yeah.
Are they actually that bad for you? What's
I'm not
in
sure,
them?
But I think it's the coconut that gives it more of a healthy feel than, you know, said chocolate cake.
It's a natural thing.
Yeah.
But chocolate's natural too, isn't it?
I wish I didn't eat four of them, but...
Yeah. I thought you were going to do a massive burp there.
Sorry.
The reason we're talking about it, a Melbourne mother, she's been slammed for sending her daughter to school with a Lamington. But you and I, we want to celebrate Lamingtons. We want to open the phones up, 13, 12, 16, and let us know, do you love Lamingtons? Belinda from Bridgewater, welcome to the show. Do you love Lamingtons?
I love Lamingtons.
Yeah. Did you used to have them at school, Belinda?
Used to. I still do now.
You still do now.
So did you take them to school when you had them at school? Or?
Definitely. Back then we could take anything.
Mm. So how often do you have the Lamingtons now?
At least once a week. I love a good Lamington from a bakery.
Yeah. Oh, do you get them made fresh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So you wouldn't go to, you know, said like a supermarket and get the packaged ones. You like the fresh ones.
Definitely. No, both. I have both. Lamingtons are Lamingtons.
What if someone tries to confiscate it from you, saying, hey, no, that's not healthy for you, Belinda? What do you do then?
I would slap their hand, I think.
Thank you, Belinda. Katie from Kingston, you love Lamingtons?
I do love Lamingtons.
Mm. On a scale of 1 to 10, Katie, how much do you love the Lamington?
Oh, it'd be up there, maybe like an 8.
Ooh, that's a lot of love for a Lamington.
Yeah, is that like your number one sort of like cake or treat is a Lamington?
Well, when my kids have take a plate to school, we grab the Lamington. It's a good go-to.
Oh, you send plates of Lamingtons to school?
Yeah, like when they bring a plate for like sharing food day.
So, and that's completely fine? Everybody's happy with that? Yep. Teachers are stoked with it?
Yep, teachers love it.
Well, maybe that's the key. You've got to bring Lamingtons for the teachers as well.
Yeah, maybe that's why she confiscated it.
Share them around.
There you go, Em. Well done. Emma from Katie.
You're having a shocker, mate.
Em, your kids love Lamingtons too?
Yes, he's got one in his lunch today.
Oh, today. A freshie. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Em,
cream in it as well.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's off to school with it.
Did you make this? Did you buy it? Where did you get the Lamington from?
Oh, no, I bought it.